USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up the article on Wednesday. An attempt to pass a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office was blocked Monday by House Republicans. Senator Tim Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
In what will become a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. From the USA Radio Network's Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th.
The Mega Millions jackpot is at an estimated $600 million for Tuesday night's drawing. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere. So that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
Carnival Cruise Line CEO Arnold Donald says it will take a while to ramp up operations that start carrying paying passengers again.
We hope to have all of our ships operational by year end. Obviously, as I'm hoping what's happened so far in early 21 here is just a hangover from 2020.
Donald saying the company is retiring 19 ships across its brands to cut costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.